Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Happy Sunday, everyone. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Frank Stoltz, criminal justice correspondent for KPCC and LAist.com. As the one-year anniversary of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol approached, I recalled what happened outside L.A. City Hall that day. Supporters of then-President Trump also gathered for a Stop the Steal rally. It also turned violent. We remember one attack that day and the political violence that followed throughout the year. A year ago, Berlinda Nebo was on her way to lunch with a friend when they came upon a Stop the Steal rally for then-President Trump outside L.A. City Hall. In still photos and on video, you see at least a dozen people surrounding him. Nebo, who is from Nigeria, was trapped.
That's when a group of people started chanting White Lives Matter at me.
She says they called her the N-word and punched her. Video shows someone spraying a chemical in her eyes. And one woman rips off her wig and calls it the first scalping of the new civil war. Images of the attack quickly spread on social media. The 26-year-old Nebo says she moved to a new place within a week and has rarely left her home since, afraid she'll be attacked again.
The people who assaulted me, I don't know who they are, and I don't know where they are. I don't know how I'm going to be able to continue with my life.
Nebo wasn't the only bystander hurt during political violence last year. Jesse Keenan says someone hit her in the head with a metal water bottle last summer while she was videotaping violence at an anti-vax rally, also outside City Hall.
Oh my gosh. Stop it. Ah!
Someone comes to her aid.
I'm bleeding.
You're bleeding. Step down.
The 45-year-old Keenan, a voiceover coach, says she was feeding homeless people across the street when she came to help another person who was being attacked.
At first, I was like, oh, no, it's my fault for being there. No, I was trying to help someone, and someone actually came up behind me. I'm a tough chick, but it's scary to think about.
Two people were stabbed at that rally, a counter-protester and an anti-vaxxer. Brian Levin is the director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at Cal State San Bernardino. He says political violence in California mostly comes from a small group of far-right extremists, some of whom were in Washington on January 6th. Levin says unlikely bedfellows have united in their grievances against a blue state they consider tyrannical.
We have roving bands of folks that range from Proud Boys to anti-vaxxers, and we consistently see them various protests and even school board meetings.
In May, the Los Alamitos School Board met virtually after police warned of violence related to its decision to issue guidelines for teaching social justice. Opponents said the board was trying to impose critical race theory. Violence has also erupted over gender. In July, opponents of transgender rights stabbed one person and assaulted another during dueling rallies outside a spa near MacArthur Park. Again, Brian Levin.
They're all embracing violence and conspiracy theories at various levels.
Counter-protesters have engaged in violence too, he says, but much less of it. And Levin says in most cases it appears they've been provoked by extremists. Some have criticized the LAPD for going easy on pro-Trump and anti-vax protesters, a charge it denies. The department says it polices everyone equally and that it's hard to protect everybody's free speech while maintaining public safety. Looking back at January 6th, Nebo recalls how she tried to get an LAPD officer to help her. The exchange was caught on video as she pointed out one of her attackers nearby.
Look, she pepper sprayed me, the girl right there.
Officers could have made the arrest, but a captain tells Nebo she needs to fill out a citizen's arrest form first.
That's crazy, because you're giving them time to run away then. But why can't you guys go detain them in the meantime?
She says she didn't fill out the form because she was afraid to confront the people who attacked her. Nebo says the LAPD has told her it continues to look for her attackers. The LAPD said it could not comment in time for this story. The department previously said its major crimes division is investigating this and other similar attacks. Nebo remembers when she came here with her parents from Nigeria a decade ago when she was 16 years old.
In the small village where I come from, going to America is like a dream.
The attack on her on January 6th changed everything.
That's when I realized how little I was, how insignificant I was in the eyes of many.
As the anniversary of her attack approached, she was on edge and having nightmares. Nebo says she doesn't want to be scared, but she is, and she isn't sure when that will change. One more ominous note. Professor Levin worries that the realignment of far-right groups and alliances and the outbreaks of violence on the streets this past year are precursors to more violence during the midterm election campaigns this year. It's a story we'll be watching. Thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Whatley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend. I'm Frank Stoltz.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.